heart.
Okay.
That's your part. Allow yourself to love. It's time to be your true, authentic self and to remember that you are sustained by God. I am sustained by God is the answer to every problem that will confront you. That you are sustained by your Creator is the answer to whatever confronts you. That you are sustained by your Creator is the answer to whatever confronts you. Today and tomorrow and throughout time. I say today and tomorrow and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. In this world, we believe we are sustained by everything but God. What I mean is our faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. We put our faith in pills. We put our faith in money. We put our faith in protective clothing. We put our faith in influence. We put our faith in being liked. We put our faith in knowing the right people. We put our faith in an endless list of forms of nothingness that we endow with magical powers. The truth is that we are sustained by our source, not pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, and knowing the right people. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure that you will continue to think that you're just a body. Believing in these things will only assure you that you are only a body, but you are more than just your body. You are more than just your body. You are more than just your body. When you put your faith in pills, money, prestige, influence, knowing the right people, and you think that's taking care of you, these are songs of praise to your fear. These are songs of praise to fear. These are songs of praise to separation. Don't put your faith in the worthless, worthless. Don't put your faith in the worthless. Don't put your faith in the worthless. Don't put your faith, don't put your faith, don't put your faith in the worthless. The worthless will not sustain you. Pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, these are not the things that are going to sustain you. Only the love of your Creator will protect you in all circumstances. The love of your Creator, that means the love of your Creator for you. It doesn't mean your love for the Creator. It means the love of your Creator for you will lift you out of every trial. The love of your Creator for you will raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. The love of your Creator will raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and perfect safety. The love of your Creator for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten. The love of your Creator for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten. You want to be transported into a state of mind that nothing can threaten. State of mind that nothing can threaten. You want to be transported into a state of mind. A state of mind that nothing can threaten. You want to be transported into a state of mind. A state of mind that nothing can threaten. You want to be transported into a state of mind. A state of mind that nothing can threaten. You want to be transformed into a state of mind that nothing can disturb. You want to be transported into a state of mind that nothing can disturb. You want to be transported into a state of mind that nothing can disturb. You want to be transported into a state of mind in which nothing can disturb. You want to be transported into a state of mind in which nothing can disturb, where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the child of God. So, don't put your faith in illusions. Don't put your faith in false ideas. False ideas will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God. It's within you. It's eternal. It's changeless. It's forever unfailing. It's eternal. It's changeless. And it never fails. It's eternal. It's changeless. And it never fails. It is eternal. It's changeless. And it never fails. It never fails. Putting your faith in what never fails is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Is putting your faith in what never fails. It's the answer to whatever confronts you today. Is putting your faith in what never fails. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. Tell yourself this often today. I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence. Through the love of God within me, I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort, without effort, without effort, and in sure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. Tell yourself this often today. It is a declaration of release. It is a declaration of release. It is a declaration of release. It is a declaration of release from belief in idols, which are false ideas. False ideas are idols. False ideas are idols. False ideas are idols. Saying it's through the love of God within me that I can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and sheer confidence is a declaration of your release from the belief in false ideas. It's your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. So let the idea, I am sustained by the love of God, let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. Let the idea, I am sustained by the love of God, let that idea sink deep. Let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. Let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. I am sustained by the love of God. Let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. I am sustained by the love of God. Let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. I am sustained by the love of God. Let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. 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 Repeat it. Think about it. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize its truth. Think about it. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize its truth. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let peace flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Let no idols false. Don't let any foolish thoughts enter to disturb your holy mind. Don't let any foolish thoughts enter in to disturb your innocent mind. Don't let any foolish thoughts enter in to disturb your innocent mind. Don't let any foolish thoughts enter in to disturb your foolish mind. Such is the kingdom of God, having nothing disturb your peace of mind. That is the kingdom of God. Let nothing disturb your peace of mind. That is the resting place where your Creator has placed you forever. We kind of get back to where we were created forever and get away from this insanity that we have learned to believe. It's not the truth about us. You are not separate. You are not alone. Things are not as bad as you may think they are. No. So you got to tell yourself, give yourself the truth. We got to give ourselves the truth. We got to tell ourselves the truth. We got to tell ourselves the truth. It goes like this. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love. Sing it with me now. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Take a breath. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Say it with me. I am sustained by the love of God. Listen to us. I am sustained by the love of God. All right now. I am sustained by the love of God. It's good to have fun. I am sustained by the love of God. Doesn't mean it's a cult. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 I am sustained. Now we're going to say to everybody who's got on, you are sustained by the love of God. 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 We are sustained by the love of God. We are sustained by the love of God. Let's say that. We are sustained by the love of God. We are sustained by the love of God. What about our friends and relatives? They are sustained by the love of God. Whether they know it or not, they are sustained by the love of God. Whether they believe it or not, they are sustained by the love of God. Take a breath. And remember the only rules from the Course in Miracles. You need not believe the ideas. You need not accept the ideas. You need not even welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. Some of the ideas you may find quite startling. You are not asked to come here and judge me or the ideas at all. I do a good enough job without anybody's help. But if you use the ideas, you will recognize that the ideas work. They always work when you use them. All right. I'm going to turn my head so if anybody needs to run out the door. I know some of y'all are going, oh Lord, what have I gotten into? This is the first time you came. Oh Lord, what's up here? It's a person being their authentic self. I don't know how to handle that. You're supposed to be somebody else. We're on page 30.
And I'm going to read paragraph 8. And where it says expression of atonement, I'm going to say an expression of complete love. That's what the Course says atonement means. I've emphasized that the miracle, which is an expression of complete love, is always a sign of respect from the worthy to the worthy. The recognition of this worth is reestablished by the expression of perfect love. It's obvious then that when you are afraid, you place yourself in a position where you need complete love. Whenever you're afraid and upset, you place yourself in a position where you need complete love. Whenever you're afraid, you put yourself in a position where you need the complete truth. Whenever you're afraid, you put yourself in a position where you need to control everything in your life. If you have some upset right now, any kind of conflict, you have placed yourself in a position where you need complete truth. You've done something loveless. That means that somehow you made some kind of a choice without love. That's why you're going through this change right now. You made some kind of a choice without the truth. And that's precisely the situation in which complete love was offered. The need for complete love established and inspired its establishment. The universe is so cool that the minute you need something, it's established. As soon as you need something, anything, it's established. As long as you recognize, though, only your need for the remedy, as long as you recognize you just need the remedy, you will still remain afraid as long as you recognize you just need the remedy. I got a headache. I go to the medicine cabinet. I stare at the aspirin. Does not get rid of the headache. So just recognizing that you need the remedy is not enough to give you the healing. And most people on the path are walking around recognizing they need the help, but they're not doing what's necessary to allow themselves to be healed. And then they're wondering why things aren't changing. They feel like they're frustrated and that God is not there for them, but they simply are not doing anything that they're being asked to do. They're staring at the recipe and expecting a nice cake. Would somebody mind closing that door up? It's everything going on back there. Okay. God, mock me. What are they doing? All right. Okay. So funny. Okay. Exiles, as soon as you accept the remedy, you have abolished the fear. So you know when you've abolished the fear because you have been, you have now accepted the remedy when you have abolished the fear. He says that's how true healing occurs. So true healing comes from letting go of fear. True healing comes from letting go of fear. True healing doesn't come with dealing with the effect without dealing with the cause. Healing doesn't come from dealing with the effect without dealing with the cause. True healing comes from undoing fear, and all problems are a form of fear. All problems are just a form of fear. Whatever your special problem is, your special issue, and we all have our issues. Lord knows we got our issues. Don't we? You got an issue? I got an issue. Everybody's got an issue in the house. There's some issues. Raise your hand. Everybody with an issue. All right. We're good at issues, aren't we? Okay. So no matter what your issue is, the form of your issue doesn't matter. All of our issues have the same cause. Fear. Fear is a sense of separation from love. Love is God. God is love. Love is just another name for God. So if you got a hard time with the name God, you can use God, you can use God, you can use it, you can use all the infinite, whatever it was, it's going to be, all the words that we come up with to say other than God. It's okay. That's cool. But the main thing we want to do is focus on that there's something greater than our own little ego mind that we can plug into. That's my point, right? And so the Course is telling us true healing comes from abolishing fear, and fear is a sense of separation from Source. Now, you can think it's because that person didn't call you last night when they said they were going to call you, but the true problem is you feel separate from love. You feel separate from God. If you didn't, you wouldn't care. You'd just be thankful they didn't call. You would be saying the universe is somehow trying to bless me by that person not calling. See, when you know that you're loved, you don't spend 2 seconds trying to get love from somebody that don't want to give it to you. That's a purified sign that you don't have the slightest idea what love is. If you want to know, do you know? Are you hunting? Then you don't know what love is. Because love will find you. All you have to do is welcome it. It's looking for people that welcome it. It wants it. But the Course says fear enters of its own volition. When it's fear, it'll force itself on you whether you want it or not. It just kind of forces itself in your life. That's fear. Love is just waiting on welcome. Love does not wait on time. It doesn't take time to have anything that comes from love. It only takes time to have things that come from fear. So true healing comes from the abolishment of fear. Now this next paragraph is a trick. It says everybody experiences fear. Yet it would take very little right thinking to realize why fear occurs. It takes very little right thinking. The course reads circle if you're following me. It would take very little right thinking to realize why fear occurs. It would take very little right thinking to realize why fear occurs. It would take very little right thinking. To realize why fear occurs would take very little right thinking. Few appreciate the real power of the mind. Few people appreciate the real power of the mind. And see that comma, and then that and right after that in the sentence, those who got the book, that means it's going to restate what it just said another way, which means no one remains fully aware of the full power of the mind all the time. Nobody stays aware of the full power of their mind all the time. No one stays aware of the full power of their mind all the time. However, if you hope to spare yourself, if you hope to spare yourself from fear, do you hope to spare yourself from fear? I like a little enthusiasm. Do you hope to spare yourself from fear? Okay. Do you hope to spare yourself from fear?
Yeah.
You're motivated, gang. You are totally motivated. I'm inspired. You know? You want to be happy? Beat down. We can beat down. We beat ourselves so bad. Don't say we beat down. If you want to be happy. That's all right. That's okay. You can respond any way you want to. That's okay with me. That's all right with me. I know how you feel. I know how you feel. I have to have a human form too. Okay. So, few appreciate the real power of the mind. No one remains fully aware of the full power of the mind all the time. However, if you hope to spare yourself from fear, there are some things you must realize. And realize fully, if you hope to spare yourself from crap, there are some things you must realize, and what? Realize fully. See, I said the course has given us total instruction, but it's different from what we thought, so it's hard to hear it. Because it's not my solution to my problem that I made up, that I was coming to the class to see if the book was safe. Right? So, if I want to spare myself from fear, he says there's something I must realize fully, and this is it. The mind is very powerful. The mind is very powerful. This is what you must realize fully if you want to get your life together. The mind is very, my mind is very powerful. Now, the only rule in my class is I want to ask you not to participate if you don't want to in whatever I ask you to do. That way you have a totally clear, beautiful energy that's totally loving and peaceful to me. And then those who want to, I would like you to do it with enthusiasm and feeling. That way we are all in one accord. You see what I'm saying? So if you want to be quiet the whole hour, I love you. It's fine, because you're not in conflict with the rest of the class if you're doing what you want to do. You're only in conflict when I'm asking you to do something you don't want to do. And you go, my mind is there. I'd rather not just say anything. And just be quiet and just feel it and let it in. Is that true? If you do that, we'll have one of the most powerful hours we've ever had together today. It can be new. It can be different. We don't have to have the same class every week. We can make it different. Are you willing to make it different? Are you willing to go to another level of sincerity and power with me today?
Yeah.
Okay, those who would like to say yes. Yeah! Okay, those who don't want to, shut the hell up. I don't want your half-ass response. Okay? All right. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Quiet people, be quiet. I mean, you know, people who want to speak, and that may change from phrase to phrase, sentence to sentence. So if we do that, I promise we'll have a powerful class. We will have a powerful class. Don't do what you don't want to do, because we learned in the previous classes that that is what produces fear, is behaving as you think you should without wanting to, or doing things you don't want to do one thing after another. So if I ask you to do something you don't want to do, then you do it, you're making yourself afraid, which is the opposite of what my class is about. But I don't know about you, sometimes I feel real fired up, and I hold myself back because everybody else seems so quiet. So some people who feel fired up, let me have your fire. Let me feel your fire. Let me feel your fire. Let me feel your fire. Some people need to be warmed by the fire. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I look around this room, I see a lot of people that look hot. It's a lot of hot people in here. Yeah, like everybody. Like everybody. Everybody in here is hot. That's right. I tell you, the stuff I would have wanted to do to you at another time. Before I became enlightened. I should have done more when I didn't know no better. Now that I know better, just cut down on so much stuff I used to do. Because there's no excuse anymore. Like now when you get in a bum relationship, you know you don't have no excuse. You know you don't. You know you don't. You know you don't. You've been around long enough, everybody in here, you know when you're making that choice based on separation, fear, get, manipulation, trying to seduce some kind, all of that. You know. You know. You know if you get hooked up with somebody who believes everything different from you, you're going to have conflict with them all the time. You're going to have to sacrifice with each other. You know that. Everybody in here knows that. Everybody in here knows that. But sometimes we still go ahead and do it anyway, don't we? It's like we know it's not the best thing for us, but it was the butt. I was just about to choose for God, man. I saw that butt and he's like, all right. This is a lesson God would have me learn. I come up with a proof statement and go on ahead and do it anyway. You know what I mean? I know none of you all have been attracted to anybody because of a body part. I know I'm saying something strange to you all. People are looking at me as if, what? I couldn't imagine being attracted to nobody because of no part of their body and what they look like and what they have. I don't know what you mean, Earl. So funny. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody here make body part mistakes? Raise your hand, please. Everybody in the room made body part mistakes. Okay, dokie. So if you look around the room, we all got a story. And how many of y'all are going to make some more body part mistakes? All right. Okay. How many of y'all going to make some tonight if you're lucky? I'm playing for a body part mistake. Sometimes it's weekend. All right. So the reason why I said that, because we're going to say for 1 minute, my mind is very powerful. Can y'all take 1 minute of claiming your power? Okay. Anybody who feels like it. And so we want to do, in order to let go of our fears, to recognize my mind is very powerful. That's the thought. My mind is very powerful. 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 My mind Now we're gonna pretend we're saying that on a beach in Jamaica, man. In a beach in Jamaica, man. We're gonna see if we can create something up in here while we say the truth. We're gonna be doing our class one day on some beach together, everybody partying and chanting the truth. Is that a good thought?
Yeah.
Don't you wanna go? Is that a good thought? The rest of y'all stay home. Okay. Here we go. My mind is very powerful, powerful, powerful. 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 My mind is very powerful, powerful. Powerful, my mind is very powerful. Powerful, powerful, my mind is very powerful. Now we're going to say it for everybody else. Your mind is very powerful. Powerful, powerful, your mind is very powerful. Powerful, powerful, your mind is very powerful. Powerful, powerful, your mind is very powerful. Now you got no
somebody, your mind is very powerful. Your mind is very powerful. Your mind is very powerful. Your mind is very powerful.
Now you know the beauty of doing music and rhythms. What? Who can tell me? Yes, you remember. If you keep the truth, would you close that door? It's like the class from hell today. With the noise. Okay. All right.
I know these little children playing, but
still bugging me, all right? Okay.
But your mind is very powerful.
But my mind's very powerful. And I didn't want to use it on them either. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do that. Pow! Oh, little kid. Little kid parts all over the send me back 300 lives. I'll come back as a toe frog or something, you know? So I don't want that to happen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Have children ever got on your nerves?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's good. And have you loved them and enjoyed children also? Yes. We do all of it. We have all the feelings. Don't pretend you don't feel everything you feel. That's how you end up being on top of one of them buildings shooting at people. Okay. It's the people who repress that attack. It's not the ones who tell the truth about their anger that attack people. It's the ones who pretend they don't have any. You know. All right? So with me, you can always be honest about how you feel. You never have to walk into one of my classes or walk up to me and say you feel anything other than how you feel. I'm not going to try to fix you and correct you and tell you what you ought to be saying. That's what you were saying. What you're saying is appropriate. It's how you feel in the moment. It's your authentic feeling. I'd much rather be in the presence of one of these authentic people than these people who are hiding behind positive thinking. I'm not saying you shouldn't be positive, but I'm saying you should be honest with yourself. At least with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Even if you lie to everybody else. Don't you tell yourself you're not mad when you are. Even if you don't tell me you're not mad if you are. Tell yourself the truth. And then yourself can tell you the truth. And so that's what I want myself. I want myself to tell me the truth. Okay. So mind is very powerful. So then the chorus says, well, if you read the chorus and you say, well, what does that mean? The mind is very powerful. Then you just can go further. It says, well, what that means is comma and then conjunction and, right, which means it's going to restate it again, right? The mind never loses its creative force. Your mind never loses its creative force. Your mind never loses its creative force. What does that mean? Your mind never sleeps. Your mind has insomnia. Your mind never sleeps. Your mind never sleeps. What does that mean, Earl? My mind never sleeps. It means every instant your mind is creating every instant. Your mind is creating. Is this an instant?
Yes.
Well, is your mind creating it?
Yes.
Yes. Your mind is creating it. Your child don't bug me. Your child don't bug me, see? Your child in my class. Okay. Every instant your mind is creating. Every instant your mind is creating. It's hard to recognize. It's hard to recognize. Did it say it's hard? Okay. It is hard to recognize that thought and belief combine into a power surge. Thought and belief combine into a power surge. Thought and belief combine into a power surge that can literally move mountains. That's powerful. Your thought and your belief combine into a power surge that can move mountains. Anybody that's familiar with the teachings of Jesus, for instance, Jesus was always making these very grandiose claims about us. Like we could move mountains and we could do anything according to our faith and all kinds of stuff that people don't tend to talk about that always wonder why. Because it was such an empowering teaching when heard correctly. But when you want to condemn people and manipulate them through guilt and fear, you're certainly not going to say what empowers them. Okay? So I want to empower you. So I want to tell you that there is a statement in the New Testament, for instance, that says, don't you know ye are God's? You better hurry up and get the Bible that's got that in it before it be wiped out in the next edition, okay? Because you know that's what's going to happen. Because the Bible I read when I was young is not saying the same thing as the Bible that I read today. Every time there's a revised edition, there's something new, something taken out. Like when I was growing up, the Bible said the three wise men were three astrologers from the East. They don't became the three wise men, you know. Next it'd be them dudes, you know. You know, so it's moving on to the next level. Okay. So now, to be told that your thoughts can move mountains, he says it appears at first glance that to believe such power about yourself is arrogant. Doesn't it? It sounds at first if I told you you could literally move mountains, a part of you might feel like, well, that's kind of arrogant to believe I have the power to move mountains. You know, I have a hard time moving myself off the bed in the morning when the alarm clock goes off. So I could just move me away from the table when that piece of pie goes on. That would be like total power. You know what I'm saying? You know, but that's the truth, isn't it? So it's hard to believe I can move a mountain when I can't move my butt. But I'm here to tell you, you can. And then the Course says that that's not the real reason why you don't want to believe that you have the power to move mountains. He says the real reason why we don't want to believe we have the power to move mountains is that because we are actually afraid of our thoughts. We prefer to believe that our thoughts cannot exert real influence. He says, we would prefer to believe that things that are happening to us don't have anything to do with our thoughts. Why? He says, because I'm afraid of my thoughts. See, if you're a fearful person who thinks you're a victim and you don't know the truth and it looks like nothing goes right for you and crap is going on all the time, and then you come to a class and a guy tell you your thoughts create your experience, that is not good news. If you're so poor you can't pay attention, you know what I'm saying? You're so poor you can't pay attention, you know, and somebody tell you it's your thoughts that's creating that relationship, that's not good news. So the Course says we're afraid of our thoughts. That's why we don't want to think our thoughts have any power. I don't really want to think the thoughts I think are really happening to me. I think some thoughts that are inappropriate. So I don't want to believe some crappy thoughts. So doesn't that make sense? That is not, he said, the Course is saying, it's not that you believe it's arrogant. You just don't want to believe your thoughts are going to ever happen to you. You don't want your thoughts to happen to you. Now think about that. You don't want your own thoughts to happen to you. So who are they supposed to happen to? I'm going to put it out to the group. If your thoughts are not going to happen to you, who do you want your thoughts to happen to? And if you say nobody, then aren't you included? My Course class never gets big. Anybody's been coming for a while, I know that. That's all perfect. You know that, don't you, Marjorie? Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question. I got a lot of relief from psychiatry that said thinking murder is not the same as doing murder. You know, but the thing is, maybe if I separate my belief, I could be angry at somebody and think for, I don't want to censor my thoughts. I don't want to stuff the anger down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really believe my thoughts, but I really want to murder them. You see what I mean? I mean, I think it for a minute and get over it.
So what's your point?
So I think the Course wouldn't be telling me to censor my thoughts, would it?
The Course is trying to let you know that your thought has power to move mountains. The Course is trying to let you know that your thought has creative power. The Course is trying to let you know you are going to experience the results of your thoughts, no matter how justified you may feel for them, whether you repress it, whether you express it, it doesn't make any difference. You are going to experience the results of your thoughts. That's it. It's not judging it. It's just saying that's the fact. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you put it, whether you say I should repress it or should I not repress it, that's up to you. But what's important to know is that you're going to experience the results yourselves of your authority. That's the point that the chorus is trying to make. It's not, we go into the next level. Well, what if I said to my mama, she ought to stuff it? Well, see, that's not really the issue. The issue is that I remember my thought is creative, and that my thought never loses its creative power, and that I'm going to experience the result of my thought. Just remembering that will dictate more and more the appropriate behavior in each situation that presents itself. Because the issue is, how should I express myself in each situation that presents itself, right? Isn't that the issue? Okay, then the course is saying, well, if you get the basics down, that your thoughts and belief combine in a power surge that can move mountains, that it never sleeps, it never loses creative force, you know what you're going to start doing? You're going to start being more conscious of your thoughts. And that's all you can be asked to do. And then when you do the other stuff, that's where forgiveness comes in. And you go, hey, I don't need to do that anymore. And if I do, I'm still innocent. It was just a mistake. It was my call for love. I'll do better next time. If I can. And if I can't, I forgive myself again and try again. And if I don't, I forgive myself and I'll try again. If I don't, I'll forgive myself and try again. If the answer never changes, I just forgive myself and try to do better next time. Do not hold what I did last time against myself. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. It's my call for love. It came out of my ignorance. If I had known better, I wouldn't have done it in the first place. So I don't need to be hard on myself. I just need to be glad I'm going to have another opportunity to choose once again, choose once again, choose once again, choose once again, all day long, choose once again, all night long, choose once again. So you're going to react however you react. But you want to stay conscious that your mind is very powerful, never loses creative force, never sleeps. That's the point of today's class. Everybody with me on that? You see what I'm saying? How you deal with it is going to be up to you. And I tell you how you're going to deal with it. You're going to deal with it the way you deal with it. And that's going to change from moment to moment, depending on how you're feeling. So you can never teach from the perspective of behavior. And that's what the ego wants. The ego wants us to talk about how you should behave. I never talk about how you should behave. I'm going to focus on what the Course says about how we should think. Because the thought level is the causative level. The body level is the effect level. So when you deal with everything on the body level, you're never dealing with the real cause of anything. And I do the best I can with the people in my life right now, because they're there right now based on the way I've used my mind in the past. And while I'm learning how to use my mind in a new way, I'm still going to kind of still be dealing with the people that I created from the way I dealt in the past. And so I just need to get a new way of dealing with my past. And that would be to see it as my call for love, and to see it as a call for help. Do the best I can. Forgive myself if I cuss out everybody that day. I did the best. I would have cussed them out 30 times. I just did 20 today. So I'm moving toward God. I'm on the path to righteousness. That's what you got to do. You got to give yourself a break, or you'll never make it 5 minutes on the spiritual path. You think you're going to be spiritual on the spiritual path? You're making your spiritual path hard. Well, you should make it okay for you to be the crappiest person that ever lived on your spiritual path. Then you move fast. Because it's hard to try to act like you the way you not yet before you get there on the way to trying to get there. And you don't even know how. That's what most people are trying to do. You know what I'm saying? They beat themselves up for not loving everybody, but they don't even know how to love everybody, but they think while they're learning to love everybody, they ought to be loving everybody, or something is wrong with them. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Have tolerance for your weakness. Have tolerance for your selfishness. Have tolerance for your jealousy. Have tolerance for your insecurity. Have tolerance for your lack of consciousness. Have tolerance for yourself. Completely have tolerance for yourself. You know, you meet somebody, you say, yeah, I'm a very loving person, and I'm also have little psycho parts too. You kind of want to let you know here, there's a little psycho in here. And as best I can, I'll give you my psycho cues. Let you know when psycho is about to come. So to speak. Okay, go. All right. Anybody else? I don't mind answering questions if I can answer them. Okay, that's cool. In the beginning, it's going to be disorienting and confusing as you let go of the old way and you're trying to embrace the new way and you haven't completely embraced it yet. Give yourself a break. In the beginning, you're going to be disoriented and confused. If you continue to focus on the truth, it will go away. And you have a clarity beyond anything you've had in this lifetime. In the beginning, you're going to be disoriented and confused. And that's why in the beginning, you need to join as much as possible with those who are headed where you're headed. And whatever you do, if you're brand new, don't try to explain this class to nobody. them like they did to, just bring them. You just need to come. I can't explain to you about the Earth class. You just need to come. That's it. Because I don't even know what he's saying, but I go back. Hell, he's talking about. It makes sense to some part of you. Because there's a part of you that only wants to hear that you are loving, you are lovable, and that you're forgiven, and that you're forgivable, and that you have a mind that never sleeps, and it's all powerful. There's a part of you that wants to hear that you shouldn't be doing what you don't want to do, and that it shouldn't be necessary for you to behave the way you don't want to behave, even if you want to behave another way. See, that's all I'm saying in these classes. So, of course, even though a person may leave and sound confused and wonder why they came, and their ego try to confuse what they heard from the class to frighten them, there's another part of them that knows, you know what? I went to a spiritual or a higher consciousness gathering, and basically that brother just said, I deserve love. And that's the truth. See, all of us know the truth. It's hidden under a whole bunch of crap in learning. But we know. And I count on that part of you that knows. And I'm not even talking to the part of you that wants to keep you in hell and fear. I'm not even interested in your ego. I'm not. Your ego is too predictable. I'm interested in the part of you that's spontaneous and alive and creative. You know, I can predict the ego 10 miles out. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's acting out the script of the world is the most boring person in the world to me, because I know everything they're going to do before they do it and how they're going to respond to it. I don't know the form they're going to do it in, but I know the content of the situation. And that's all you have to know. So then you go, well, you know what? I want to release the people in my life. I want to give them freedom. I want to give them a safe place where I can see who they are for real to come out. That spontaneous, exciting person to come out. Not the one that's acting outside the script, but the one who says, you know, I got this special function that I came here to fulfill. I got this harsh desire. I've always wanted to dance. So I've always wanted to stand on top of a chair and scream like a rooster, or whatever they wanted to do. But with you, they feel safe enough to do it. With you, they feel like they don't have to hide their thoughts or their feelings or their desires. They don't feel like they have to act a certain way, be a certain way. Then you get a chance to have a relationship with a person that will never, ever, ever bore you. Ever. You only get bored with people when you can't use them no more. You can use them up like a tissue. Now it's like, oh, I'm bored with you. I can't get anything else out of you. But that's not a sin. That's nothing to feel guilty about. And if you truly feel that way, love them so much that you release them or change your perception of them so that they can have somebody in their life who isn't bored by them. Rather than say, I'm going to make you change into something that excites me. And I got a list. All my visualization list. I control everybody around me. List. Yeah, well, this is where I want you to be, and that's where I want you to be, and then you're going to be like that, and you're going to be like that, and I'm going to meditate on it. Total control freak. Just trying to use metaphysical spiritual principles to do what everybody's ego does. Mm-hmm. And to think that makes you more spiritual. It's funny, isn't it? You use spiritual means to do the same thing any other unconscious person does, and you think that makes you spiritual. It's the goal that determines your level of consciousness. It's your goal that determines your level of consciousness. It's your goal that determines your level of consciousness. You know, if your goal is love, if your goal is freedom, if your goal is peace, if your goal is union, if your goal is innocence, if your goal is abundance, if your goal is connection for everyone, then you're spiritual, then you're being authentic, then you're being who you really are from a love perspective. If you're just learning all these principles to manipulate everything and everybody around you better to serve your ends and needs, that's as egotistical as the person next door that's doing it with a gun on the street for your wallet. And you still innocent if you do everything. See, you can feel that guilt. We all know we do it. Like, oh, he was on the road, he missed it now. We all do it. We all do it. That's how we know we're innocent. We all do it. We just little fake things who don't know there's enough love for us, and so we just kind of get some love, right? I hope somebody do, except those of you who are in denial and think you're different from everybody that's in here. because you're too spiritual now.
No, I don't need anything anymore. I love everybody. I don't have any desires. Then what the hell are you doing around us?
Why aren't you surrounded by these beings that you think you are?
Well, I'm here to help y'all. I'm here to enlighten you folk. I've mastered it.
No, you haven't.
How do you know?
Because you see me. That's all I need to know. If you see me, you like me. You may not know you're like me, but you're like me. So I know you got my qualities, even if you don't know you have my qualities. So then it becomes a matter of, am I going to bring my qualities out in you that I don't necessarily like? Because I know they're in there because I feel it, and we're one. So how could I have something you don't have? Or how could you have something I don't have? That's what I don't like about oneness. The thing I love about separation is I get a chance to have qualities that nobody else seems to have, so I can make myself feel better. Or worse. I get my specialness through being better than everybody else, or I get my specialness through being the most pitiful one in the room. And then don't forget, in the group, there'll always be one person who becomes the collective ego of the group. That'll be the one y'all say is giving you a hard time. That'll be the one person that's not cooperating. That'll be the person that's not joining in. He's the collective, or she's the collective ego of the group. And you may be one sometimes. And you notice that happens. How many of you have been in situations that everybody wants to do something? Right? And then just be one person throwing a monkey wrench in the deal. Every time. Because that's everybody not wanting to do it 100%. And if everybody don't want to do it 100%, somebody's got to represent the percent that doesn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So just kick them out. No, I'm just kidding. The truth is, you can't kick them out, because if they really represent a part of you, you'll come up with a reason why you can't. That's why you can't get rid of that person you swear you need to get rid of, or whatever. You just can't get away from yourself. Some part of you knows that's you, and you just can't get away from it. So then you learn how to see it another way, by recognizing your mind is very powerful, never lose this creative force. I love that. Now, you are very powerful. You never lose your creative source. You never lose your creative power. You never lose your creative force. That means there is nothing in your life that cannot change for the better today. There is nothing in your life that cannot change for the better today. There is nothing in your life that cannot be solved today. There is nothing in your life that cannot be changed today. There is nothing in your life that cannot be changed for the better today. Now. I don't care what it is. There is nothing in your life that cannot be changed for the better now. Nothing. Period. In your life, it can be changed for the better right now, because right now is the only time there is, and right now you know you think, and right now you know your thought has power, and right now you know all you have to do is come up with some new thoughts which you have been given. You don't even have to make up if you're open to it. This book is full of new thoughts that will produce the new effect, or you can choose other books or teachings of your liking, but don't use your thoughts. That's all I'm asking. Okay? Go to something more knowledgeable than you right now if you're not satisfied with the results of your thoughts. And if you are, then whatever you're focusing in on, you need to focus on it more and reassure yourself and strengthen that in yourself. But if you know you're miserable right now, then you don't need to be your own teacher for sure. You need to give it up to something greater than your own intelligence and your own wisdom. Not because something's wrong with you, but just because you learned an erroneous thought system and it still is very much a part of what you believe is true. You haven't had the time enough yet to replace that old thought system with the new thought system. You are beautiful. You're innocent. You're sane. You're powerful. The Course says we just learned insane lessons. But we're sane beings who learned insane lessons. And we're living those lessons. And now some of us are saying, enough, enough, enough. I want new thoughts that will produce a new experience for me. And then we come here to help remember together so that we can create that. Isn't that right? So let's acknowledge ourselves for hearing this
together. Don't you feel like you're enthusiastic? Yes. Yes. All right. Okay. So
I'm going to do the love offering, and then we're going to do one quick thing before you go out into the lab. Goodbye. And, but who you are is so much bigger than your form. You are light. You are incredible light. And you change colors according to what you feel it on the inside. And then, and one day that's going to be how you'll be able to tell who's trying to deceive themselves and deceive you and who's telling you the truth and who's not. And you never have to attack anybody because they will radiate colors that correspond with where they're coming from in their mind. And you'll be able to see that and you'll be able to use that to know the best way to deal with the person that will keep you from having to attack them or hurt yourself. There are levels of consciousness and skills and abilities that you're going to develop that are far beyond anything you can imagine, and the purpose of all of that is to allow you to move through this world in a peaceful way without having to attack or be attacked by anyone because you're just too aware to be hurt. And that's how you do it. Well, how do you live here in the world? And you change your consciousness, allow your consciousness to be changed to such an extent that you never would attract harm in any way. That's how you become safe here. Your vibration would never even attract it to you. And if you did, you would know how to look at that too. As a call for God, a call for love, a call for healing. Some part of you that hasn't been completely forgiven yet. See? And if you go ahead and admit that there are parts of you that you haven't forgiven yet, there's no need to meet those parts called other people who seem to hurt you in the world. Those other people who seem to hurt you are just a reflection of the places in yourself that you're not loving yourself. Your own lack of love for yourself. So I'm here to give you the love that you don't think you deserve until you make me mad. I couldn't resist that. I'm here to give you the love that you think you deserve when you don't think you deserve it. Because it's easier for me to overlook what you're mad at yourself about than for you to overlook what you're mad at yourself about. So I'm here to see it for you until you can see it for yourself, and that's what we're here to do for each other. That's it. It's that simple. If you just had it one purpose, I guarantee you, you start to see the things in your life that are causing you problems begin to straighten themselves out as if by magic. And you'd be like, how did that get solved? You remembered your purpose for being born, which wasn't to get a pair of shoes. That comes later. You need some nice shoes to go walk to the people that you're going to have some joy with. So it's good to have nice stuff in the physical world. That's great. All right? So I'm not putting down the physical body or the physical world. It's here to be enjoyed. So enjoy it. Yes. Sure.
We recognize it and we overlook it.
That's right.
So we recognize it and we forgive it.
Okay, forgiving it is overlooking it. Okay, but overlooking it means going straight to the truth and how to deal with it. So when I said overlooking it would be something like, okay, it looks like they're cussing today. They're saying something to me I don't like, but that's really a call for, that's some kind of a call for God, a call for help. Well, this is some lesson that God would have me learn. You see what I'm saying? Overlooking it doesn't mean blank. Overlooking means I'm going beyond what it looks like is happening to what's really happening. That's overlooking what? The ego. What appears to be happening. So usually when you say overlook, people kind of get like, what do you mean overlook? You know, he did that to me. He asked me to overlook it. Yes, I'm asking you to look right over what it looked like happened to the truth behind it. The what truth? All this stuff in this book. All this stuff that you go to workshops and tell yourself. Stuff you wrote in your journal. That's overlooking. It's going to the truth. All right? Okay. So I'm going to make one statement. And I want you to have a juicy week that's prosperous and abundant. And I'm having a class at noon Wednesday and 7 o'clock on Thursday. And speaking next Sunday at 11 o'clock. And I got 300 classes online that are available to listen to at earlpurdy.com. Your mind is very powerful and it is creating love for you. Your mind is very powerful and it is creating love for you. Your mind is very powerful and it is creating love for you now. Now, 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 now. Hugs are available. I love you. Thank you for being in my life. Have a great week. Thank you.
room, and they'll be online if you ever want to get to listen to them or get any of them.